Jonathan, you know I love a little hyperbole. I'm all about being hyperbolic. It's so much fun. And so when we entitled our last episode with the word existential, I thought, oh, maybe that's a bit hyperbolic. But, you know, it's a bit of fun. And then yesterday happened.
Oh, man. Yesterday happened. Yeah. WP Engine or WordPress.org cut off access to WP Engine to their customers. Here's how I would sum this up from my perspective. I had been talking with a friend of mine who has a business on WP Engine. I had just shared that, hey, you might find this interesting. The question that he asked was, oh, is this really going to matter for us? I'm like, I don't know. It probably won't, but this is interesting. He's also in the legal space. Like, there was some context for it. And then the next day when that announcement shows up, his question was like, do we need to look at moving? Went going from being like, hey, we're all in on WP Engine. We're using the stuff. We're using NitroPack, one of the products that that they had acquired. And now it's this is a question mark. And the sense that I've had, Luke, I'm curious for your perspective, is that this was a move that Matt made, what feels like pretty unilaterally, just like made the call and did this. And it's going to have ramifications that go far beyond what could have been anticipated. And I don't think, it's been a lot to take in over the past couple of days.
Maybe listeners have already thought through some of the ramifications, but essentially what has happened is that WP Engine, their servers are no longer able to access WordPress.org servers. And the result of that is that their websites can't receive plugin updates. They can't install new plugins. And things like the WordPress news and all of that sort of stuff wouldn't come through to them, although WP Engine was already turning that off anyway. That means that essentially WordPress isn't working and poses a security threat, really, due to plugin vulnerabilities that can't be patched for WP Engine customers. I know PatchStack already said that they're pausing the announcement, the publishing of new security discoveries.
Wow.
Because if someone discovers something and it's not automatically updated, then it's a really big deal. And if you are a WP Engine customer, as of right now, or as of yesterday, your website's not working. And the only way that this can be resolved is either if WP Engine put in some sort of technical workaround going through a proxy or rotating IPs, or I don't know, or, and in which case it'll be a cat and mouse game and it'll be on and off working again. Or if WP Engine fork WordPress.org or mirror it and run their own version of it, which also would be really a fascinating thing to do. Either way, I wouldn't want to be a host in WordPress right now.
Yeah, the precedents. Like this is new. This is something. Like there's been a lot of back and forth in the past. GoDaddy was once described as an existential threat, and there was the stuff. This reminds me of back in the day with DIY themes and Chris Pearson and Thesis, Matt, and the trademark stuff that was going on there, and just stuff that was like, okay, this is uncomfortable. Like, I don't know how we feel about this, but this is like inside baseball stuff for those who are, or inside cricket, if you will. And in the, but WP Engine customers being
let
cut
that
off.
One go through to the keeper.
WP Engine customers being cut off. Like that's, I believe over a million customers, or a million installers. It's significant.
And some significant sites too, you know, like government sites and high,
yes,
turnover businesses. Like this is people's livelihood that, yes, Matt has just had some crazy decision in anger in the moment, just gone, you know what? Stuff it. We're turning it off. And
yes,
the engineers are going to be there like, do you realize? I don't care. We're turning it off. Are you sure you want to turn it off? And then it's off. That's what's happened.
Yes, it certainly feels like that. And because I can't foresee something like that being premeditated. And
the lawyers, don't talk to the lawyers because the lawyers will tell you no.
Yes. And I think that's especially concerning to me. Like the first announcement that I've received on WordPress.org in a long time on my phone was Matt's, like, there was the announcement. Like, I got the notification. Like, that's kind of a big deal. Like, it feels like Matt's taking the position of, like WP Engine must be held up as an example, and we're going to not to be too hyperbolic, but destroy them.
Yeah.
Like that's what it feels like. And I'm having a hard time with this disconnect from what seemed like Matt was an investor in WP Engine back in the day. It's like, what's changed is part of what I'm wrestling with. And it seems when the heart of his evidence in the initial post on .org was they remove like revisions.
But they've always done that. Like that's not something right. new. What's right. changed is declining mental health. I mean, I don't know that. I'm just making a guess, but that's how it seems from the outside. And Ryan McHugh put it really beautifully. He said that he wrote a blog post about it. And he said that this is going to have a real chilling effect on WordPress, which is already plateauing in terms of its popularity. And you, for example, I'll give you just a personal example, right? Me and a mate, Rob, we've talked about this before. We were working on a product. We're about 80% of the way through the product, maybe 90%. Yeah. You know, that last 10% is 90% of the work.
It's the killer, yeah.
Yep. And we were just like getting around to, all right, let's like tidy a few things up. We'll create a website, put it together, a brand, start some social media stuff, and we'll launch it at WordCamp Sydney in November. After this happened, both of us just said, it's not worth the time. We'll wait and see what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And that's got to be happening for everybody. And not just products, not just agencies, not just freelancers, but also hosts. Who do I recommend? If somebody asks me, who do I recommend for a host? Well, if they're Australian, I'm probably going to recommend Kinetics because they're kind of a small player and really good. But other than that, I think I have to say, choose a host that's owned by Automattic because you know they're safe.
Yeah.
That's not good. That's not good for WordPress.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I feel like there's still a lot more to the story that's not clear yet. I've been thinking more about, okay, what could be a motivation? Like what else could be going on behind the scenes? I subscribed to the WordPress subreddit for the first time just to kind of get a sense of, because it was starting to bubble up in my Reddit feed and I subscribed and started watching more of the conversations. There is a post that's now deleted that was titled "The Real Reason Behind WP Engine versus Matt." And they hypothesized that it was connected to WooCommerce and the partnership with Stripe and Attribution. And that struck a little bit closer to home to me as something that could be a viable consideration. It feels like there's more to the story and that there's economic incentives behind this. And that's which makes it even more uncomfortable. It like the idea that Matt's answer in one of his public references was that they could get a sub license from Automattic for the WordPress trademark.
Mm.
Well, that's like going to your competitor because even though there's a separation of interests, like the way that Matt described is the WordPress Foundation has the trademark and Automattic has a license for to use it commercially and the ability to sub-license it. And Matt said publicly that WP Engine could like sub-license it from them.
Sub-license the word WordPress. And then look at what that does to every other person launching a product. If this is successful, will Matt make me pay him 8% of my business too for using the word WordPress? It's now, nuts.
Luke, something that makes me a bit uncomfortable. I think it's important to be kind and charitable in our like talking about people. When I saw Syed talk about Awesome Motive and their contributions, I'm still like, I can't quite put my finger on it, but it's bothering me.
What about it? Well, like, so Syed, Awesome Motive.
Yes.
They contribute a lot, right? Like they're one of the main contributors.
According to their pledge and according to Syed's own description, they are the number one contributor to WordPress as bootstrap companies, only behind Automattic and Newfold. And according to the .org pledge, they're actually the number two right now, just if you sort by the number of hours contributed to the project. And on the one hand, hey, that's awesome. I have a hard time with what feels like the economic convenience of doing so now and the timing of it. And of course, Matt publicly, like, I don't know, I've been struggling with it because on the one hand, Luke, my belief is that merit is what matters. And I've said this before, like a couple of years back, I described Awesome Motive as having not so awesome motives in the work that they're doing in the space. And said then, and I'll say it again, that I think we need to judge based on merit, and contributing to the project is a great example of merit. In context of all of this going on, though, it feels more like a paying a tax with a clear, and the fact that Syed is also invested in Automatic and that there's these connections between the organizations, it's sitting less and less comfortably with me.
It's kind of like Pressable's sudden campaign. Pressable, an Automatic owned hosting company, launching a campaign which they've just done, saying we'll cover the migration fee for moving to WP Engine. If you have a contract that needs to be bought out, we'll give you a credit on your account. And they're suddenly like capitalizing on this. It's so wrong. It's icky. Like, ugh. And probably there's something for lawyers to get involved in there. You know, there's some legal uncertainty, let's say.
Oh, man. I'm struggling a bit because I love this project. I love our community and the ecosystem. I'm an optimist. And when I think about this from that lens of an ecosystem, I went back and reread Matt's post on ecosystem thinking, I was hoping for something like more interesting, more like, oh, great. Matt's thinking about the ecosystem as a whole now. This is great. This is what we need. We need more of this ecosystem thinking. And when I went back and reread it, I'm having a hard time. I'm not really seeing like that illustration. It's not tracking with me, this like learn, teach, nurture. Like, and I tend to think in frameworks but then it ended up just turning into a hit piece and calling out a couple of people, including organizations that I think are doing great. But it's I'm like, man, this isn't sitting well with me. And I feel concerned about the health of our ecosystem as a whole.
Yeah, WordCamps, another big thing, you know, especially regional WordCamps. There's WordCamp Sydney in November. Either one of two things are going to happen there. Either WP Engine will sponsor it and WordCamp Sydney will give the finger to whoever has a problem with it, or it'll be canceled, because WP Engine, at least in Australia, does so much for this community. And I know that they do in specifically the Austin area as well. I can't speak for anywhere else in the world, but they do a lot. And maybe they don't have the Five for the Future pledge. And now it's not about WP Engine anymore. Now it's, will Matt turn around and do the same thing to somebody else? And I really do think that cutting off a host, this was the rules of the game, right? You could...
Yes.
Use WordPress wherever you wanted. You can put it on whatever server you want in any part of the world and it'll work. That was the rules we were playing by. And those rules have changed. And the question now is, will WordPress still work under these new rules? And I think a lot of people have good reason to believe that it won't. What we need is a change in leadership. That's what needs to happen. I want Josefa to step up and have Matt take a sabbatical and just leave entirely WordPress.org to somebody else. I can see a future where, I think that this is probably, I imagine this is happening. The Automatic's got to have a board, right? A board of directors.
It does, yes.
They've got to be asking themselves whether they're going to fire Matt.
Matt controls Automatic, though. He has the majority.
Can anybody fire Matt?
I don't think so. The foundation, on the other hand, Matt has at least said publicly that the foundation is not controlled by him and that there is accountability there. I don't know who the other members are, but Automatic, on the other hand, is, if I'm recalling correctly, is majority owned by Mullenweg.
Mullenweg, please step down. Step down from WordPress.org and give it to somebody else to run while you're figuring out all of this stuff with WP Engine. And take a break, mate. Take a break.
And he won't, though. Like, he said that this is his legacy. Assuming that that doesn't happen, because I think that's highly unlikely, how do we as a community deal with it?